Welcome to another episode of Dead Tribe Paranormal. In this episode, we interview Ron, Bridget, and Christina from Paranormal Spirit Seekers Society. This is a pretty laid-back interview, like a bunch of friends talking shop. We did it over Google Hangouts, which is very noisy and there's a lot of feedback, on top of it being really hard to set up. Hey Google, fix it already. Anyways, there's a lot of sounds that could be EVPs. Good thing there's a few ghost hunters around to sort it out. And here we go.
So how's everybody doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Nice chair.
Thanks.
Well, welcome to Dead Tribe Paranormal. So thanks for coming to interview with us today.
Thank you. Wow, we're excited to be talking with you.
Yes. So you're a Paranormal Spirit Seeker Society.
Can you guys tell us how you all got started?
Go ahead, Bridget. You do it.
No, Ryan, you go ahead.
Maybe I should have told one of them to go ahead.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and say it. Bridget and I met last year at Deer Island, and we just kind of hit it off. For some reason, the two of us, right off the bat, had a connection, and we both get quite a few readings. It's amazing. And then it's just grown from then. When we're together, we seem to, and then Christina joined in, and the three of us together, just for some reason, get the right vibe that we seem to be getting quite a bit of activity.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's like a really new group.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I think for some reason the spirits connect, you know?
So what started when you were younger? What got you into, is it something that happened in your life that got you interested into the paranormal, or was the whole TV shows all coming out?
No. In our family, it stems back generations.
Okay.
Being Italian, half Sicilian, it's kind of passed down. There was always some form of spiritual, I don't know if you'd call it, a little bit of pagan mixed in with Catholicism. You know what I'm saying? But it's always been there. We would do the, of course, the women would all do the evil eye, you know. Just quite a bit of it actually worked. It was amazing. But there were times that, different situations. For instance, I've done it on my daughter. My daughter was very sick with a fever for over a month. It was 103 and wasn't going away. I did it, and within 20 minutes, that fever was gone and never came back.
Get out.
Wow.
What did you do?
It's a ritual that the Sicilians do. It's called a malocchio, and it dates back centuries.
Huh.
Centuries. And it's usually passed down within the family, you know? But it isn't, it's amazing rituals with the olive oil and the holy water and the matches and, it's an interesting ritual.
Yeah, that's really cool. I've heard of different things, but I've never known somebody that actually did that. So that's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
You're the first, Ron. How about Bridget? How about what's your background? What got you interested?
Well, from when I was little, I'd say the first time I saw a spirit was when I was about 8 years old in my mom's house. When we just moved in there, it was maybe like the first year. And I was just terrified. I mean, I slept with my mom when I was like 12 because I was always seeing shadows and spirits in her bedroom. And I would just wake up in the middle of the night just for whatever reason. And then I would look over, and at one time I saw this woman sitting in her chair just looking at me, and she was just like had this little smile on her face, and she was just, you know, and then I would just pull the covers over my head because I was freaking out. And then I would see other shadows and, you know, ripping in that house. I would just try to ignore it. And then as I got older, I didn't really feel anything as much, but I feel like lately, especially since we've been doing this, like it's all sort of coming back, like I'm starting to, I don't know, it's just something, I can't even explain it.
Are you almost like a little more sensitive to it now that you started?
Yeah, I feel like I'm becoming more sensitive to it all over again.
Did you ever bring it up to your mom when you had seen this when you were younger?
I did, and she would just think, oh, you're having nightmares.
Oh, just go back to bed.
Yeah, go back to bed. You're just having nightmares. And I'm like, no, I mean, if I'm sitting up in the bed and I look over and I see someone and then I, you know.
Right.
So it's not like I'm tossing and turning and I open my eyes and it was just a nightmare. So.
Did you have any brothers or sisters that were also seeing things?
No, my sister, she never talked about experiencing any of that. It was just me. My mom never experienced anything at the house. So, yeah, I don't know, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, you were the special one.
Yeah.
And how about you, Christine?
I can't really say that I had experiences like Bridget or Ron, but I've always been very sensitive, intuitive. I could sense when the tone would shift in a room or, but I have a strong hospice background.
Oh, okay.
So, I guess I'm a mystic too for personal experiences I've been through, health concerns that I've gone through. And, so it's more from that aspect that I'm drawn to this, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm definitely feeling things now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think the three of us, we just work really well together.
I don't know.
We balance each other. I think we really balance each other. So, I don't know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on adding to the group, or is there three enough for you?
We have put ads out there and we're just not finding the right fit yet.
Yeah. But we're selective.
Yeah, we're hopeful, but yes, we're very selective. Mm-hmm. Because it does work so well with the three of us, I think.
Right.
Do you guys agree?
We do.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, right. We're definitely trying to find some guest investigators right now. We think that'd be fun, and even to do collabs with other teams.
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting, too.
Yeah, I think it's nice to bring other teams together.
I do, too.
Yeah. But that seems to be rare, very rare.
Yeah, the Parunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody claims Parunity. Yeah. I've had bad experiences with that in the past.
Really?
Yeah, just meeting different groups. I think people are in it for the wrong reason sometimes. You know, like when you're a little kid and you want to go to a haunted location just to see a ghost.
Right.
As opposed to helping the families.
Right.
You know, you got a good point there.
So I'm just when Dan and I had a group before we started this, and it was tough. I mean, we mixed with a few other groups, but there was a lot out there, and we saw a lot of fraud, just like in any other business. But we saw more of that, and more people into it about getting their own evidence as opposed to helping the family who was terrified.
Right.
I see what you're saying. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's great, though, that you're willing to bring in guest investigators, because so many people want to give it a try. It's like, how do you get started? I mean, for me, it was just lucky. I'm not even the one that found the group I'm in. And, you know, somebody found it, passed the word, and they happened to be looking for somebody. But, I mean, even my own friends want to go on ghost hunts, and I'm like, oh, there's already, like, 13 of us. And, you know, you can't bring people in. So that's awesome if you guys let people do that.
Yeah, and Yeah, and some people just don't have the time to do it on a constant basis, but they'd like to do it on occasion. Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like I know you and I differ with this. We had talked about it before, but my experiences from going on doing that is I'm afraid that the people that go out would bring something home with them because they do attach to you. And I don't know if you've got...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I've had that happen.
Yeah. So, that would be my fear, having a guest investigator come along. And I'd probably let them know beforehand, which I'm sure you guys
do. I've had that happen to me on a few occasions already.
Yeah. Already, just within the year. Right. So what are some of the places you investigated? I saw on your Facebook page there's a couple forts you guys have done.
Yeah.
We did Fort Seawall in Marblehead.
Yeah.
Okay. We did, of course, Fort Revere. There was a fort on Deer Island years ago, too. These were all the forts that kind of protected the harbor during the Industrial Revolution. And they're amazing forts because, like, for instance, Fort Revere, there were French soldiers there. And we seem to have found one French soldier who has showed up on many other locations that we've been on. His name is Antoine, and it's amazing. He's basically following us. And we have the spirit box, and his name has come across the spirit box often.
Yeah.
And that seems to be one of my favorite pieces of equipment. I mean, it's just, I have to be honest with you, the spirit box to me just, a lot of people question, they say, oh, it's radio waves or this or that, but it's giving us answers to actually the questions we're asking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I've had, I think that was my favorite piece of equipment. I know there's a lot of questions, people say that it's a radio, but some of the words I've heard out of Spirit Box, I don't hear on everyday radio.
Exactly.
That's exactly true.
Exactly, yeah. With that's a French accent.
Yeah.
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 But that was one of my favorite pieces of equipment. I actually got that from, I don't know, obviously you guys being ghost hunters, you have seen the show Ghost Adventures.
Right.
They did a episode right here in Connecticut in Granby, a gentleman named Gary Galka's house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember the episode. His 14-year-old daughter died in a car accident. And he started making the equipment. So probably the spirit box that you have was made by him. So anyway, he made the spirit box and let us try it out, and I love it. I absolutely love it. He said it's one of his favorite pieces of equipment as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's an amazing piece of equipment. You know what I mean? It's to me, it's answering questions. So as you say, you're exactly right. I mean, if it's radio waves, why would they be giving us the answers of something that we're talking about?
Exactly.
And it goes so fast that we used to get like sentences
where
that's impossible, because obviously it's going so fast, you're going to get a word here and there. But we used to get sentences. I believe one time in a cemetery, Dan and I got, I found them, they're here, like right in a row. Remember that when we were with Nick? So that was.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? That's an EVP. Here, let me play it again. Yep, had to stop the show for that.
So what do you guys hope to accomplish out of what you're doing? Is it more research, or is it more about helping families or helping business owners?
Go ahead, girls. I'll let you girls go first. Go ahead. Bridget and Christina.
Well, I'll go first. For me, it is about the research, but I think because I did work in hospice, and I hope this doesn't sound unrealistic or arrogant, I hope that I can bring comfort to these souls.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart. Especially Fort Revere, I'm incredibly drawn to that area. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've always been drawn to the Hull area, which is, so it's sort of ironic that I've had the opportunity to spend so much time there lately.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to all four videos or watch them rather, but especially the fourth video, I know Dan had actually referenced it in saying that it was crazy how lonely those souls seem in the fourth video. But so for me, I guess it's about bringing comfort. And I don't know if that's eerie. I don't, I haven't figured it out yet. I haven't wrapped my mind around it, but because I do consider myself an empath, I guess it's just about bringing comfort and perhaps even helping them go to the other side, if that's even possible.
Yeah, so you don't consider yourself like a psychic, you don't hear things, see things.
Right, no.
It's more of the empath.
Right, I sense things. Right. For sure. But, you know, I'm definitely not clairaudient or, you know, I don't see things, but I sense things.
Yeah. How did you get into hospice anyway? What made you choose that path?
You know, I wanted to go back to school for nursing. And so I actually did the home healthy course.
Okay.
And I just, I took a course at Salem State on death and dying. And I was just really drawn to the idea of hospice, and I loved it. It was very rewarding, and that's actually where I met Bridget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she works the other end, the office of the hospice, but anyway.
Okay. Did you ever see? Did you ever see anything there, like in hospitals? I've heard like stories from nurses and hospice workers, like, whoa, I saw something standing by someone and then they died. Or
there's something about the look on someone's face when they're taking their last breath, but anything, no, I can't say that I have. No.
Okay, that's fascinating, though. Even just, I mean, being right there at the end, that's, I mean, it's sad, but it's really, like, it's nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, of course. All right, so how about you, Bridget? What are you hoping, like, to accomplish? Why did you want to start doing this?
It's just kind of funny how I fell into this. I mean, I originally was just going to be just shooting the film and editing things, but, yeah, I don't know. I just am fascinated by all of this and just being able to, like Christina was saying, just be able to help them somehow and talk to them. And it seems like these, when we go into these places, they just really, they're very open with us, and they just keep, they're so responsive to us when we're asking these questions.
All right. And how about you, Ron?
Well, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of different reasons I've gotten into it. I was always into it, as I said, because of family. My brother and I were always into it. I hate to say it, but we used to do the Ouija board quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. The one that we would make ourselves.
Oh, God.
Not the actual board, but we would actually cut out the letters and the words. And got quite a bit of information from that. For instance, my father was dying. And we asked the Ouija, you know, how long he had. And it said Mike would die first.
Oh, God.
Oof. Mike died 3 days later, my Uncle Mike.
What?
And that was
really?
Exactly what the Ouija board said.
Oh, my God.
Hey, even your group doesn't know about this.
Was he sick or did something?
A lot of stuff. But, you know, my brother who passed away, we were into genealogy quite a bit.
Okay.
And I find that doing this, somehow we're contacting, now I am, spirits from the past of ancestors. That's happening quite a bit.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to it. So it's you know, there's a lot. And I also do enjoy conversing with them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like they're trying to tell you something. Maybe it could be the truth. Could be that maybe a lie was told about them, or maybe a misconception about their lives, and they want to get, you know, their story out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I find that at Fort Revere quite a bit. I find that the soldiers there were, I mean, they were basically unknown. It was unknown that the French soldiers were there.
Right.
And that's something that we've pushed quite a bit, you know, when we've talked about these soldiers. I mean, a lot of people never even knew that. So it's just, I believe the truth has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of the spirits are trying to do, is portray the truth and say this is what really happened.
Yeah.
And I think they use a lot of our groups for that purpose. Now, some groups don't realize that, I don't think. But that might be the purpose for the spirits trying to contact them.
Yeah, like some people are like, oh, ghost hunters or paranormal investigators are annoying, they're bothering the ghosts, but maybe not. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, just different. But yeah, why wouldn't some... If you're like, what the hell, I'm still like walking around this fort, you know? I don't know, I kind of want to know that too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they want to contact us. You know, there is a reason they want to. I don't think they're... See, I don't see them as being like sad or lonely where they are. You know, I think a lot of people have that feeling like, oh, a ghost is in a house and, you know, they're just sad being there. I don't get that impression. I believe they're free. I believe they're not stuck in that location.
Okay.
I think that they go to that location because they're looking for somebody there. There must be something from their past that connects them to that location. And I believe they have a message. That's, you know, something they want to tell us. You know, I mean, did you ever have a story like, you know, somebody, let's say for instance, somebody said something about you and it wasn't true.
Yes.
You know, the urge you have.
That happens every day.
Story, you know, that urge to correct the story. And I think they have that urge to correct the story, to let their story be told. Maybe they don't want to be forgotten. You know, it's kind of mind boggling, but think about it. 100 years from now, who will even know who we are?
Right.
You know what I mean? Most people will not even mention our names ever again, or maybe that's something about the spirits. They want to be remembered years later.
Yeah.
Ron, I'm leaving my stamp on this earth. They'll remember me.
All I can picture, like, oh my God, somebody contacting a spirit from 2015. Like, I can't even imagine the response. Yeah. They'll be like, what are you doing? Oh, I like literally can't even. Like, it's just gonna be, can you move this now? I sense him playing a video game. Like, we're gonna be so lame, there's gonna be nothing left.
Video game?
Exactly. You know, I mean,
so true.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, the soldiers from Fort Revere, they're 200 years ago. You know, that's the time of the revolution.
Yeah.
You know, and it's interesting when you think, you know, we're asking them if they're standing their post and they're saying yes, or we, you know what they're saying?
Yeah.
They've got snare drums and...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Like, I guess residual...
Yeah. Well, I think that's what most of the hauntings are that I've come across is a residual, no?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was really weird at Fort Revere. We heard the snare drum, Christine and I. There's like this one, I don't know if it's part 3 or part 4, but you hear like the snare drum just very quickly, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought I heard some shots like those.
Yes. The muskets.
Yeah. The muskets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I watched parts of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. Of all your videos. I
mean, and there was nobody else around. We were the only ones there that morning. So I can't even explain what that was about.
So are you guys more interested in investigating historical haunts and big places, or do you want to do residence as well? And office buildings?
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Open-minded.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you mentioned something earlier, too, about how you have to be careful how you treat people that you're going to their homes. That's very important, I believe.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people make that mistake and these people are feeling something, you know, they're sensing something there. They're, you know, you have to be careful, I believe, not to discount what they believe.
Sometimes
people make the mistake of going in there and they say, well, you know, that could be this or that could be that. And these people really believe what they've been hearing, you know, and not only that, they're the ones that have heard it, not you.
Right.
You know, when you're there, nothing may happen, you know, But, you know, it doesn't mean that it hasn't happened while these people have been there, you know. So if you walk in there and you're saying, well, you know, that could be just the stairs creaking, or that could be, you know, something else, the cat walking up the stairs or something to that effect. Well, you're making an assumption that the cat walked up the stairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're giving them a scenario that might have been, but it might not have been that. You know, I mean, yeah. I've seen stairs moving in a house I was living in Saugus. I've seen, I was the last person out, and there was a lot of things that happened at this house, you know what I'm saying? And that's my dog. I don't know what's wrong with him over here.
Sensing something there, buddy.
But on the way out of the house, I'll never forget this. I was cleaning. I was doing the final cleaning before I was leaving. And I kept hearing a groaning noise upstairs. And it may have been something that attached itself to me. And I kept going upstairs to look, and the house was empty. So as I'm cleaning the staircase, you know, area going down to the basement, I'm looking at the staircase. I could hear the stairs creaking, and I could see the dust falling from the staircase, you know, overhead. So I ran around the site, and there's nothing there.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you talk about being scared. Even I, you know, that gets used to it. It's kind of like, oh, that can't be. You know what I mean?
That's interesting. You know, when it comes to any evidence or experiences too, I love when it's more than one sense. Like, you didn't just see it or just hear it. Like, when two of your senses experience something, it just makes it all the cooler. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're seeing something move. You're seeing the dust fall. I mean, it's you know, that's amazing, you know, to see.
Yeah. You know,
so that's what some of these people are seeing, though, in their homes. And just because, like I say, when we come or some other group comes, that nothing might happen or they may not see anything, I believe that the spirits are fearful that we're trying to get them to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I can get that impression. Mm-hmm. And maybe they kind of hide. You know what I mean? They're kind of hiding. They're afraid that we have the power to remove them from there. And we try to reassure them when we do it that that's not what we're there for. We're not there to have you leave. We're not there to change anything. We just want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
And after a while, it resonates.
Right.
That's when they start to open up. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point, too. You know, maybe don't discount something unless you actually debunk it. So instead of saying maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe you actually figure out what it was. Like, oh, this happened in your closet. I noticed this board is loose, you know? But yeah, don't just like play guessing games.
I think ultimately we're all in it for the same goal, is to give them peace of mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So either way, if you can if you can debunk it.
I think it would take more than one. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think it would take more than one investigation. I think sometimes you'd have to go there a few times.
Yeah.
You know, because you might, maybe by the third time, then you'll really start to, you know, notice more stuff.
Now, guys, take us through step by step. Like, if you received a call, do you go interview the people? Do you go to the house to check it out first? How does that go?
Well, I mean, if we did get a call from a homeowner, a business owner, I think we would visit first and just ask questions and scan the place out before we did a proper investigation. We wouldn't just show up and go at it right away. I know maybe other teams might do that, but that's definitely not our style.
I mean, I think we were talking about discounting it before, about people calling, you know, for every little creak on the stairs or every little knock against the side of the house, that you do like a pre-consultation. That's kind of where I was getting at, to figure out, you know, if it's going to, if you want to, you know, put the time and effort into it, or maybe it's just this or that.
Exactly. And sometimes they want an investigation done, and at the last minute, they'll cancel.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
That's happened a lot. You know, they get fearful. They think, oh no, is this going to be, you know, on TV or something? Or is this going to be,
The first thing that people think, and I'm sure you've come across this as well, is I'm crazy. People think I'm crazy, but I'm not, you know, and then we have ghost hunters at the house, and they're going to stir it up, and they're, now that there's going to be demons, and they're going to attack me.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. We get a lot of calls, you know, from people that want to have it done, and then at the last minute, just we'll cancel.
Yeah.
And it's either they're fearing that people are going to think they're crazy, as you say.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And, you know, and you know, I try to say you're not. You're not. You're experiencing something.
Yeah.
And maybe because I've experienced it so much in the course of my lifetime that I totally believe. There's like not even an ounce of skepticism in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I mean I've been cut. I've been cut. You know, and out of the clear blue, blue sky. I mean, it's just. You got time for a quick story? I mean, I was sitting at the dining room table talking to my cousin, and I felt this burning sensation on my arm. So I looked down and my arm's bleeding. I just had a cut. Yeah. So I just figured. This is weird because I was sitting at the dining room table for like an hour. Like, how could this have gotten cut?
Right.
No big deal. I went into the bathroom and I'm like looking at it. And my daughter was in her room and I said, Juliana, come out. I says, look at this. This is weird. I says, can you go get me a towel? As I held my arm up. Now, this was the 16th of September. And I say that for a reason. I held my arm up and all of a sudden out of the clear blue sky, I got a scratch. Another scratch.
Huh.
And then a third one. But when I held my arm up and looked in the mirror, it said 17.
Oh.
The next day was the 17th. It was 20 years my father died.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That was very eerie.
That's,
you know,
very eerie.
The 17, and I have a picture of it, actually.
Oh,
you know,
no kidding.
Yeah. My daughter just freaked because she watched it happen. You know what I mean? So it was like just seeing someone's arm getting cut with no one touching it.
Honestly,
you know?
That's usually movie magic, not...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank God I had a witness, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody else might say, oh, yeah, right, sure.
Yeah, this guy, but, this guy Ron is crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not investigating Ron's
house. You have someone over there that's saying it. Because I've had family members that have said, oh, come on, you know.
Yeah.
And my daughter would be there like, oh, no, it really happened. I saw it, she says, you know. So it's always good when you have some kind of someone to back you up.
Definitely.
Yeah. Someone that sees it at the same time. But I just feel that there's an awful lot of people out there that have a lot of activity going on in their homes. And like you say, they think that, oh, maybe I'm imagining this, but they probably aren't. You know, there is probably something there. You know, and they should take that next step. Just get a group that they really feel comfortable with, that, you know, that they feel you're honest and sincere people. As mm-hmm. you say, there's a lot of, you know, shysters out there you gotta be careful of.
Absolutely.
You know, you do, you're right. You have to be careful with that. You don't know what the ulterior motive is of some, and, you know, we really just wanna help. That's our ultimate goal, is to help.
Yeah.
You know, to help the people feel comfortable, to help them. Oh, you hear that getting louder?
Yeah.
You guys hear that too?
Yeah, I've been hearing that. It's so distracting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything's getting louder now.
It sounds like somebody's talking.
It almost does, yeah.
Yes.
I'm thinking there's somebody loops back. Like, I was hearing like a guy go like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, it's probably Ron from like a minute ago because he didn't say it.
Yeah,
he's not next to me. Yeah,
well,
that's weird.
I've definitely brought a few home, so I think they're around.
So maybe.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, go
In fact, it's
there.
Amazing, but people are said to burn sage, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And then I hear some people, you know, they're like, oh, that's so stupid. Why would that work? I don't know. Why would anything work? But I know it's been done for, like, hundreds and hundreds of years. And...
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, I burned sage one night, and I had it in a bowl, and I had it. And it was amazing, but it was almost as if the spirits were getting angry every time I was burning the sage.
Huh.
Now, my daughter was here that night. I'm divorced, so, you know, she was over visiting. And she was in her room. She went to bed, and I said, I'm staying in the living room. You know, I'm watching TV. Well, I dozed off watching TV, and I had the candle going with the sage in it. And, but there was only just a little bit. Just a little bit of sage. Well, it must have caught in fire. But it caused smoke.
Yeah, it doesn't like ignite it.
The dog actually was nudging me. And I had fallen asleep because the whole house was full of smoke.
Oh, my God.
From this little bit of sage, everywhere was smoke. The whole house was just covered like a fog.
And thank God the dog woke me up, because we could have gotten, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning from it.
Yeah, really.
And that's how much smoke there was. It was amazing. And the smoke detector didn't even go off. So that's another thing. but it was, thank God for the dog, because the dog just kept nudging me until I woke up. And then as I saw it, this whole thing was just smoking. And it was, and every time I was trying, now if I lit a regular candle, nothing would happen. But every time I tried to do the sage, it would either puff up in flames or just something weird. Like the spirit did not want the sage lit.
I've heard that too. Yeah, they don't like that.
It's like they don't want to leave.
Yeah. You know, because I've heard like different theories on why they wouldn't like the sage or. Yeah. It's really eerie though.
I was at a Halloween party a couple of years ago, and a psychic came up to me. She said, I want to do a reading. And I says, no, thank you. I'm all set. You know, I didn't want to have it done. Finally, by the end of the night, she came up to me. She goes, I have to talk to you. She says, what do you do? So I'm a contractor. I said, I'm a contractor. She goes, no, what else do you do? I said, no, I'm a contractor. And she says, no, you dabble in the spirit world, don't you? I had never said anything about it or anything. And she picked right up on it. She goes, you have to learn so much more. You don't realize what you're getting into.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she says, there are three types of spirits. She goes, I see demons coming after you. She says, you're angering some of these demons.
Oh, geez.
Ron, yeah. I think your group is learning a lot about you tonight.
Yeah. Well, because basically, I have no fear of them, so I think that's angering. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think because they want you to be a little scared of them.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're walking in and you're just kind of like nonchalant, you don't care, they get that attitude like, wow, he's cocky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they seem to like exist just to, I don't know, they're like the Gargamel to our Smurfs or something. Like, they just want to like play with humans.
You've been waiting to say that.
No. Oh my gosh.
You get that impression.
How long ago was that psychic came up to you?
That was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Halloween. It was a Halloween party.
Oh, okay.
The homeowner paid to have the psychic, so it was all, everybody could get their readings done. I just didn't want to have it done. Sometimes I don't want to know what's going to happen. You know, I like to let it happen, you know?
Yeah.
And then a year later, you formed a group.
Yeah, she was adamant about it. She kept coming up to me. She said, I have to talk to you. And she was very concerned, though. And she says, you don't realize you have demons after you. She says, and they're, you know, some of them, they want to harm you. She said, that's how angry they are. Now, she's picking up on all of this.
Well, I got to be honest, Ron. I think we're hearing some in this feedback that we're getting.
Really?
How about the girls? Have either of you had a psychic experience with somebody telling you something? Or ever have a reading done or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I've had so many readings, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so you like one.
But nothing that would speak to that, no.
Okay. No. You, Bridget?
No, nothing like that. Nothing involving like paranormal stuff, but just other things like, oh, you're going to, like there was this one psychic I went 2 years ago that said, he was doing a tea leaf reading, and he said, oh, I see some money coming here. And I just thought, oh, whatever. Like, they always say
that. Yeah, of course.
And then, like, 2 weeks after that, I remember this construction company I was working at, they were giving these bonuses out, and I got a really good bonus, and he was like,
oh, wow.
I mean, that was one thing.
One thing. Yeah, I had a reading once. It was, like, 20 minutes long. It was just at a psychic fair, and they were saying all that basic stuff, and I'm like, what am I going to do with my career? And they're like, maybe this, maybe that, blah, blah, blah. When there was like 1 minute left, they're like, oh, by the way, the spirits know they scare you. You're not supposed to see them, hear them, but you do. Yeah. And then it was like, ding, buzzard, our time's up. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've been saying like the most lame stuff for 19
Pay
minutes.
Some more.
Yeah, exactly. Now, oh, amazing.
But that was one thing that Lorraine had said to me too. Again, not getting back on me, but, she said that if a psychic is asking you for money, chances are what they're saying is you know, not right on. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's my belief. She's a great woman, but then...
I was just going to switch gears a little bit. I wanted to talk about, so what I have, you know, seen of you guys, of course, we're interviewing, so I'm checking out your Facebook and, you know, your website. And I'm really impressed. So especially knowing that you guys have only been together a year, you've been doing your videos and they're longer. Like, so you're doing it documentary style. Bridget, you said your main purpose was going to be to do the video stuff. So when you were forming this group, I guess this kind of question is for Ron, since it was more your idea. Was that your plan? Like, I want to start a thing for, you know, basically documentary?
I wanted something different, right? Right, girls? I mean, I wanted something different that wasn't like all the other, like the shows on TV, like, you know, because there's a lot of repetition out there. And I, you know, to me, it's nice. It serves a purpose, but there's got to be a different way of going about it. You know, I kind of like the, you know, the way we're doing this, talking and having an interview. I think that's fantastic because look at all the information that's being shared amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important. You know, and it's one thing to actually go out and do an investigation and to be waiting and listening for something and maybe getting a little. But when you're putting a bunch of people together that have had all these different experiences, now people are seeing what's out there, what's actually happening. And I think that's different. So that was a different format to kind of go after, you know, with this. And you know, bringing in some specialists that handle different phases, you know, of spirituality, that's important also. I think as opposed to just, you know, the regular shows that are using the same equipment all the time, you know, because I believe people want something different. You know, I think they want to see something different, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I agree. I think changing it up a little bit is perfect. I mean, because every show is the same, and we've talked about that plenty of times. I'm bored of the shows, to be honest.
I am too. Exactly.
I've tuned into that psychic Dead.
Dead Files?
No.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Dead Files.
I love Dead Files. Yeah.
Oh, I love that show. It is different.
It is different.
Yeah. So getting away from, you know, the standard, okay, tell me your name, how many of you are here, that type of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think we need to change it up, and that's why we've been practicing on our own too, of doing, like, you know, talks amongst ourselves and
yeah.
It's interesting. It really is. We share things and we start to, you know, kind of brainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
How we want to go about it and different ideas. And there's a lot of different ways of going about this. And I think that to me would be a whole new phase to go into.
Yeah.
That would bring the interest, spike that interest again. You know what I'm saying? Because it has gotten a little stagnant.
I agree.
I believe,
yeah.
Because of the repetition.
Yep. You know? I think it was all, it's watered down after a while. There was so much of it. I think,
exactly.
You know, it was high for a little while, and then now it's kind of dropped down a little bit.
Right. So. I mean, after a while, you can only watch a green light so long on the television.
Yeah.
After a while, I mean, you're just like, you know, come on. Especially where you've gone out there and done these yourself and had a lot of activity and seen a lot of activity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that... And that's where I say the three of us somehow have a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The three of us somehow have a connection that we're, you know, we go out and we're getting activity on every investigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, I think that's kind of a rarity, you know, to get that much activity.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'll take it back to the astrology. And you, if you guys decide to follow us, you'll hear references, astrological references going through.
Okay.
And Bridget's an Aries, Ronnie's a Sag, I'm a Cancer, and like we just, the fire, the water, we just, I don't know if that sounds ridiculous or not, but it just, I don't know, we just really balance each other. Like Bridget's moonshine, Ronnie's sunshine. I'm Twilight. I don't know.
Say what it like.
We just all starshine. Like, yeah, we just really balance each other, but.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that's hard. That's hard to find. I know. Speaking from experience, I think that's hard to find.
Yeah, we gel. We worry about each other. It's amazing. You know, like we're always trying to make sure the other person's happy. You know what they're doing and going about.
Yeah.
We share each other's thoughts as far as what to do and. Never discount anything. Like if someone makes a suggestion, maybe we should do this. Okay, let's do it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Give it a try.
Try all ideas.
Yeah, as opposed to sometimes you may have groups where, someone said, no, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to do this, or, no, we'll try it. What the heck? Let's try it out. Let's see how it goes, it might be a great idea, So I think that's where we gel. Very polite to each other, very,
The way we approach, too, we don't provoke and we're not bullying the spirits and we're not...
Right,
laughing. Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, we don't go into a site irritating spirits. Yeah, we don't do that.
I mean, that's the last thing we want to do.
That's huge.
Yeah.
When you guys are picking up evidence, do you guys disagree? Sometimes, not in a bad way, but just, I don't think it said this, or... I think this was paranormal, and one of you was like, no, I really don't think so. I think it was that over there.
Mm. Yeah, we'll save something. Just a thing, right, Christina? Go ahead.
Yeah, you've been very honest when you don't... I think you instill your trust in us, and you know that we feel it, but you'll be like, I'm not quite feeling it, but I kind of sense that this is going on, and there's a connection, and your historical... knowledge sort of kicks in. Is that, what I mean?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. But there's definitely, we're not always on the same page, like 100%.
And that's good.
Yeah,
that's good, though.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You definitely have to have a little difference of opinion to keep it interesting. But there is the level of respect. And trust where, okay, this is what Ronnie senses, or this is what Bridget senses. So let's just kind of go with it. Go with the flow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the videos that you put up, do you guys all have a hand in some of the editing and the marketing? I know, reading your brief bios on the site, that's mostly Bridget.
Bridget?
Yeah, I pretty much do like the video.
Is like videography a hobby of yours, or do you have a background in social
media? Yeah, I've been trying to get back into it. That's how this all started. I sort of fell into this thing, but I definitely enjoy it. And I want to definitely do more with it, but sometimes I get so anxious to just put it up online that I don't really bother making it all extra fancy. So, yeah.
It's looking good, though. Do you have a marketing background as well? I know you were talking about office work earlier in the conversation, because you guys seem to be marketing pretty decently on Facebook, too. You're always posting. And
I usually handle the Facebook, and then Christina handles the Twitter account as far as our marketing so far.
I like that thing you guys put up. I shared it on my page with the celebrities now and their lookalikes from like hundreds of years ago. God, reincarnate much? Like, that was crazy. That Jay-Z one was so crazy. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think we work good as a team. I think we kind of, we all add a little something to it. We all, ideas and, different paths we should try and go down. I think that's important. But we listen to each other. We do listen to each other, and we don't ever say, no, I don't listen to that, or, we're not like that. Let's look at every idea like it could be a great idea,
Yeah.
I think that's important. I think that's why we had some uniqueness to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As I said, we don't want to be like all the other, teams on TV and all of that. We don't want to be like that. We want to be different.
Yeah. And I like that special. I like that special segment you did on just your cigar.
No, you like
it? Put up with the cigar.
That was Bridget's idea. She liked that.
I thought it was funny.
So that's just like your trademark.
It's a big
Ron
hit,
goes in
I
with
guess,
a cigar.
Too. Oh, yeah. Tons of views on that video. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, Sage almost burnt down my house, so I'll stick to lighting cigars. That's.
Well, we were at Fort Revere one day, and actually, the spirit seemed to like the cigar smoke, right, Bridget?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They were actually, we got some EVPs, and as he was smoking the cigar, we heard these, like, moans and sighs.
Like enjoying it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love the smell of a black and tan.
So what do you guys got coming up next? Anything lined up?
Actually, Saturday we're going back out to Fort Revere.
Okay.
We want to do another. We seem to have quite a bit of activity there.
We
seem to get a lot. Anytime we are there, we always get a lot.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place. We're going to hit a few other places. We got a few other ideas coming down the road of the western part of the state. We're going to try and get, you know, branch out to other areas of the state, too. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes, I think, because some people don't want you there. You know, that's – you guys run into that at all where
– Oh, we have. Yeah, when I was doing it, we have. Yeah. I don't want them here right now, but they're here.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an open invite, or do you just go in and do it anyway?
We try to go in and do it. We just go in. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just go in and, you know, and take a shot. What the hell?
Right.
You know, but as you say, home ones are the ones you like to get the most. But as I say, I think people are a little reluctant. You know.
Yeah.
I think they're scared too that it could get worse. I think sometimes there's that You know, are you going to make the activity intensify?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot also. I mean, that's one, besides them being crazy or being labeled as crazy, the next one would be we're afraid you're going to stir it up.
Yeah.
So
well, look at the Warrens. Look at the Warrens when they, you know, did what they did. I mean, you know, they were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They were amazing. Yeah.
My friend Karen has told me you have to cleanse yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you imagine a white light going through you.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Basically, very slowly through your body, and imagine your body like actually with this ultraviolet light is even better. But and that's a way of cleansing yourself when you're, and you're supposed to really do that.
Well, you say that.
Yeah, she also gave me an amethyst.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys, an amethyst crystal. And she says you're supposed to carry this with you on the investigations and to cleanse yourself as you leave, because it's very important, because they will attach themselves to you.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that, too. But I brought them home, so.
Yeah, I understand your fear, you know, especially with the children.
Yeah, so, if it was me by myself, I would probably open the door for them. I wouldn't care. But with the kids here, it's different. Yeah. Come on in, guys.
I did one a year and a half ago, where the next night, at the same time that the spirit, you know, revealed itself, it was basically a demon, I believe. At the same time, 3:30, and this went on for months, I would hear breathing in my wall behind my bed. In the wall.
Wow.
And knocking. And it was at 3:30. Every night.
Yep, that 3:30. That's
It's
always that time.
Always that time.
Dead man.
I wonder why.
Yeah. And it was driving me crazy after a while. It was every night. And finally I would wake up and say, "All right, will you just go to sleep?" You know what I mean?
It's like,
I gotta get up in the morning, you know? It's like you get so used to the spirit being there that it's like you start talking to it like that, like, all right, enough already.
Yeah.
All right,
so were you investigating with a group, or were you investigating on your own before?
I was with a group. I was with another group at the time, and it was very interesting. But that spirit, I believe, was angry. You know what I mean? That was an angry spirit, because I believe that spirit was very possessive of the people in the house and looked at me as being an intruder. And actually got very angry with me. You know what I mean? It was like I was intruding on this spirit's place, and I yeah. shouldn't have been there. You know, and that spirit stayed for quite a while. Do you hear that?
Yeah, we heard that, Ron. Let's listen to it again.
You know, and that spirit stayed for quite a while.
What is creepier than a little baby girl screaming?
You know, and that spirit stayed for quite a while.
And not only that, it sounds like it's in a giant tunnel or something.
You know, and that spirit stayed for quite a while.
Holy crap. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Ron, I don't know what you have going on at your house, but...
I think there's yeah. just so yeah, like much looping night. Going on. There's a and million I'm here alone. I'm here alone.
I heard a little girl's voice. Did you hear that?
It was like...
I thought it was a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a little girl's voice.
Kind of sound like a little, like, scream or cat or...
Yeah, something like that. Like a cat or a little girl.
I'm sure there's between five of us in five different locations. I mean... Yeah. Sometimes I'm the buzzkill. I'm always like, it's not that I don't believe things, but I'm just like,
that's not the first
it's so
time
easy.
Heard that noise. Yeah.
You heard that noise too, right? You
yeah.
heard
oh, yeah. Oh, I've been yeah, hearing it right that. Along. I heard a like a guy talking before, and I wasn't sure if
right.
it was a delay with you.
I think no, it might I, be he might talk, and then one of their screams will pop up.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Too.
Right, but the little girl's voice, I just heard a little girl's voice.
You did?
Oh, it did kind of sound like it, honestly.
Yeah.
It sounded like a...
Hey, I don't want to freak you guys out, but we've never experienced this. So it's got to be at your houses.
What? Don't say it.
Well...
Leave the light guys... on.
Very interesting.
Set your
Tell
alarm for 3:29. No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it. You know, one night I was sitting, my daughter was here, we were watching TV, and I didn't want her to be scared to come to my house, you know, because of the spirit stuff.
Right.
And she was 19 at the time, but I kept seeing black shadows zooming around the room. But I'm not saying anything. I'm watching TV, but my eyes are looking, you know? Then all of a sudden, about an hour goes by, looks at me, she goes, "You see it too, don't you?"
Oh.
Black shadows going around. I says, "Yeah, I wasn't gonna say anything." She was, "Not that. I've seen it too. I just wasn't sure if you would say it."
Jeez.
But she brought it up. You know what I mean? Which I was amazed. You know, for a while she was getting very scared, though, as you say, and
yeah.
that's why you have to worry with the two girls, and, you know, children at home.
Yeah.
With that. Yep. She was older, so. But even for a while, she was getting scared to come by because of that. She was like, she wouldn't be here alone.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be in the house alone. Like, if I was out, like, I'd say, "Oh, just go by the house. You know, I'll meet you when I get home. I'll wait till you get home."
Yeah.
She didn't want to be here on her own.
Any age. Something weird flying around your house, breathing in your walls. I don't care how
yeah.
It's not normal. Yeah. It is paranormal. It's above normal. And I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it's not an old place, so... It's you know, it's only one other person had it before us, even before I did. I mean, you know, so.
But I see. I don't believe, Ron, that it has to be the actual place. It could be somewhere. It could have been an accident on your road,
right?
And they know that you're speaking to other spirits, so
right.
they say, "Well, that guy's talking to him. Maybe we can communicate
right.
with him."
And I think it's important to be open-minded.
Yeah,
I think that's very important, to be open-minded. I think if you're too skeptical, you know, I mean, you can't be naive, but I mean, you have to be, you can't be, you know, if you're very, very skeptical that you're knocking everything as being fake.
Yeah.
They're not open to you. They're not going to manifest themselves to you because they're saying you're not a believer, you know, and I think if you're very open, and they know, I think they know that I'm very open to them. You know what I'm saying? So they're willing to contact more. And the girls are also, I believe, you know, they know that they believe and they honestly
feel
it, you know?
Absolutely. They do know.
Yeah. And I think that's why they'll come, you know? But that's a great idea. What you were just saying, it could have been an accident on the road.
Yeah.
It could have been anything. I mean, I
never thought of that.
Well, a lot of people assume, "Oh, did anybody die in this house?" But it's not always that. You could have brought it from somewhere. Because I believe spirits are curious like we are. Like,
Like, I'm curious about you. If I'm in a spirit world, I might say, you know what, I'm going to go check out Ron's house. I want to see what he's about. But ultimately, you're going to go back to where you left energy. Because you're not going to stay with what you're not familiar with. So it could be that, too.
Right.
Well, exactly. It sounds like you guys are really great and it for all the right reasons. Just since we were having trouble getting on Hangouts at first, we just saw you guys acting completely normal for about 10 minutes when you couldn't see us or hear us. You guys just seem like really nice people, and I hope you keep up what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Great too.
So you want to tell... thank you. Do you want to tell people where they can find you online?
Yeah, Bridget. You take over.
So you can go to www.paranormalspiritseekers.weebly.com, or you can just go on the Facebook. You can just Google us and you'll find our Facebook page.
And they get a link from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's your Twitter handle? You said you're on there too?
Christina Shepherd at Shep_630.
Wonderful.
What?
Hopefully people can rewind and listen to that again.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming on with us.
Guys, it's been great.
Thank you for having us. Thanks.
We'll
talk again soon. Tonight. Thank you.
All right. We'll be sure to talk again soon.
Yes, anytime. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. In case you missed it, I'm going to put all their links in the show notes underneath this episode. Thanks, see you in the next one. Thanks for listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal. After you're done, please listen to our other podcast, Rock Stories. In this series, we meet with music artists and bands that are out there keeping the scene alive. We capture and share their stories with you, the fans, and use their music as a soundtrack. Also look forward to new shows like Audibly Anonymous, the show where you, the listener, can anonymously share your deepest secrets. Please visit our website at echopodmedia.com and sign up for our email list on the homepage.